Hello, ladies and gentlemen, once again. And for the final time, perhaps, with no top teeth, to this wonderful edition of music from the world of the strange and the bizarre. Guys, I've got to play this right now here. Another one I'm glad to have back. Outside of Tessie, this thing was probably the national anthem of my previous show. Let's have it now, guys, without any further ado.
I was raised on cornbread, buttermilk and black-eyed peas, hand-me-down homemade dresses that came down below my knees. One thing about them country folks, they always treat you right. And I've been gone for much too long, and I miss that country life. So I'm a going home. I'm a going home. I've been away too long, and I'm a going home. I hope I still belong, 'cause I'm a going home. I miss those Friday dances at the VFW club, and many a time I'd stand in line for my turn in the tub, honking round the drive-in every Saturday night. Yeah, I've been gone for much too long, and I miss that country life. So I'm a going home. I'm a going home. I've been away too long, and I'm a going home. Hope I still belong, 'cause I'm a going home. I'm a going.
There. Now, got a request to play this one again, so here we go.
Just finished reading Rolling Stone magazine, issue 497. Well, it's a habit I formed. I don't apologize. Sing. She's a wealthy woman with a real-time seven-figure business. But when she's not around, I'll be taking care of her stool. It seems that people can't love you nearly enough until that day comes when you know your passport's up. So my friend, join me for another cup. Don't look back, it's still the
new Image with their newer sound of the late 80s, and still the same. I don't know what the heck happened to this song online. I don't know where it is now. I can't find it. Was it on one of those pages that had it mistakenly called it a song poem and put it among the other, you know, so-called song poems? Or what, but it used to be on some website. I have since gotten now an actual album of this, so now it's probably going to be heard for the first time online in its correct pitch, which will be a relief to a lot of ears. Let's have it. Control. And that is You Lit the Fire, the Jensen Sisters. And reading the back of their album here, and they have this rock album. But it also says, on personal appearances, they also play country music and polkas. Now, what I would love to see, Twisted Sister or Sabbath or Led Zepp to see, to actually have the guts to put on their album. You know, we also play polkas. That'd be jamming, really, to me. Again, guys, I don't know what happened to it on whatever website it was on, but it's not on it. The Snatch sites, as I call them, you know, got a hold of it, and you hear it on them now, or download it, or pick up viruses from it on those sites. But anyway, speaking of polkas, let's have Myron Florin from his Disco Polka album.
Go to sleep now, your dreams will keep. Later on you'll think it's tomorrow. You have learned a lot and you've seen a lot, yet you stayed right there in your bed. There's some other shoes you are gonna use, for you're gonna have more adventures. While you sleep and doze there in sweet repose there, remember what I have said. You can count on Exxon to help you, anytime, any way, anywhere. You can count on Exxon to be behind you, 'cause Exxon's always there. You can count on Exxon to help you, anytime, any way, anywhere. You can count on Exxon to be behind you, 'cause Exxon's always there. 'Cause Exxon's always there.
From the Exxon 1979 Retailer Convention album titled Put Yourself in Their Shoes, that's You Can Count on Exxon. Okay, now, I wonder what the most famous version of Rocket really was. The one that was by Herbie Hancock, or the one from the Electric Breakdance album that wasn't really by Herbie Hancock. Thank you.
New World bread is a new world of flavor.
We churn whole wheat bran and rye, milk and honey, and that is why.
New World bread is a new world of flavor.
It's a new world, your new world born, and new world bread, new world pleasure, and new world fed.
Everybody likes it.
New World bread. It's a new world. It's a new world. It's a new world.
You know, now that I've brought back downloads, I thought it would be a good idea to make some things clear about things that I mentioned on past episodes that were things, well, more or less in one way or other got straightened out between then and now. First of all, the fact that the Radio Discussions message board is back, and on my page on the playlist of that episode, I mentioned the fact that it's back and put in and all that, but never mentioned it on this show, so there. And, radiodiscussions.com. And I don't know if it was right after I did the episode where I played the Waffle House songs, or the next weekend after that. I went to the Waffle House in Piney Flats that more or less just opened recently. It was very recently opened. Yeah, the place is kind of small as far as how it looks there. The building isn't, it ain't exactly, the Parthenon. There we go. That's something that just entered my brain right now of what to say. But it's, alright, I guess. You can eat there, and it's pretty good stuff in there. You can also play Waffle House. You know, they have a CD jukebox, one of which is Waffle House songs, which you can play to your heart's content without the attitude that I mentioned on that other episode that happened to me. And people, my gosh, I felt kind of guilty after I did that episode because it's been how many years now? 7 years now. And who knows who that person probably went on with their life and doesn't have that attitude now and all that stuff. So I thought maybe it wasn't right. So, but I don't know. As long as I didn't mention locations, I guess it's okay. Anyway, what brought me to that is this. I only had one email requesting quite a few things, so I would like more of you people out there to email me with requests and with comments on the show. And we're not at the 30-minute mark yet. Well, floop it. The email address is sr@sammyreed.com. And whether I do a show next week is up in the air. I tell you, I have to push myself in order to get myself to do a show. And once I start doing the show, I'm all right. But it's getting myself pushed into starting this show that is a problem. So I don't want to get back the way it was where I'm just too burned out to do the show I don't want to get like that again, so I might have to take a break next week, or next week again I might have my top teeth. It's a long story about my top teeth. I'll tell you that after I play this.
With her first cup of coffee, and I could see it in her face. Another Sunday at the Waffle House, there was something out of place. With her eyes telling me that there was something wrong, her heart spoke up, and from there it didn't take too long. And it was coming. But what you gonna do with just a couple little words? One became two. There was no flash of lightning or no raging thunder, just two broken hearts and an empty sense of wonder. Then it was our first cup of coffee, the last time I saw her face.
All right there. Anyway, all right now, my top teeth. Last week, it was Monday, this past Monday, I went in to have this checked out, and we wanted to make sure everything was all right, because a couple of weeks before then, I had them take out a bone that was sticking whatever through my gums, or not sticking through my gums necessarily, but there was an opening there. It was still sticking out, and they scraped that off. I thought they were going to take something out, you know, pull it out, but that might not have been a good idea to do that. So anyway, am I talking loud enough to be heard? The guy checked on me and said that it's all right, not only that, but that I should probably go in and get my top teeth now, you know, instead of waiting, I think, another week, which would be the 8 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to wait the one more week for this. I still hurt a little there where they took that bone fragment out, off, or not out, but off. And I don't know if it's going to, I guess it's going to heal up there, but it just hasn't yet, which is why I'm still hurting. And this may, I may be swelled there, so I don't know if that, is it a good idea yet to get my top teeth or not. I don't know. I'm sort of in between saying I'm going to try this Monday to see if I can get my top teeth, or should I wait until the next, well, 8 weeks would be a week from Thursday. Anyway, whatever. Decisions, and I don't think I could do an impression, make the impression too good with my, I can't bite all the way down because of where they took that bone part off. You know, I think it swelled up a little and it hurts a little when I bite in like that. So I'm going to wait at least another week, I guess, until, and then see what happens. Now, guys, another thing which has been what word am I looking for? Dastardly. Is that a word? Missing online is more than just that one Jensen Sisters song. So I want to put a couple of more in on this show right now. You Lit the Fire was the second longest song on that album, listed as 3 minutes and 56 seconds. And what's the name of this? Now, this one here is the longest, listed at 3 minutes and 57 seconds. I Can't Deny. Thank you.
That's so nice. Oh, we're just going to play a whole lot of things, you know. And this one is called... Hey, something about the band wants to have the people that are out on here move back. And they say they're going to stop everything? That isn't too cool. You can't stop everything. We'll just start jamming and see what happens. Oh. Oh, can you hear it? Make it louder. Okay! The people have to get to the side. Okay, somebody else tell them, man, because I can't get into that at all.
Okay, y'all listen up a minute. The people in the water, go to the islands on the side or get up and get in the stand or they're going to stop the whole thing. Do it right now. There's a chance of somebody getting shocked in the water. We got a lot of electricity around here.
Yeah, there's cords and everything because there's a sound system tonight that's recording and they got that thing going on. Cables are coming across and nobody wants to fry in that.
Hey.
And that wouldn't be great at all. So just please move back, okay? And we'll get it right on.
We can still get into it.
A little walking music back to...
A little clapping music too.
This song is called Big Brother.
You're right there.
Oh, yeah. And pretty soon, if you don't get together, Big Brother will be watching.
out there somewhere. Are you watching me? Are you watching us? Big brother, you're never gonna get us. Big brother's never gonna get to us. Are you gonna let him get to you? Are you gonna let him get to you?
Here's, we are the champions. We will rock you. Yay!
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. Everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I'd consider it a challenge before the whole.
But here you some peace someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put you back into your place. We will rock you. We will rock you.
Be all alone.
And that fitting finale to the Jensen Sisters album Dancing in the Autumn Breeze will also serve as the finale for this episode of Music from the World of the Strange. And the Bizarre. I guess I'm going to take a week off here. Get myself rested some so I won't have that, you know, that risk of being burned out. I want to keep myself from being burned out in this show here. All these strange and bizarre records I've collected over, you know, 25 and so and plus years. Do a show about them and I don't, for me to get burned out of it, I just can't let that happen. Anyway, I'll see you though. Probably get my teeth made next week. Not this coming week, but next coming week. Maybe now. I'll see you though. This is Sammy Reed. Go out and make it a great life.